Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to this moment here, which is a wonderful moment. Oh, and welcome to our meditation time together. Let's have a nice deep inhale together to begin. And let it go. And maybe a couple of those this morning. Breathing in deeply. And releasing. And I say this morning because it's about 10 a.m. here, and it's May 12th, 2021. Kind of a fun little thing this morning. I'm recording to you from the backyard, and you know I like to do that because I love the bird song that just surrounds us here, and there's all kinds of birds always coming, and sometimes there's, you know, noise like planes and cars and stuff, so I feel like it's worth it to have the background symphony of the birds. And so this morning with that, it's kind of funny. I'm watching some blue jays swooping around right now. And there was about 8 or 10 of them out this morning in our backyard. And they were chasing our cats and screaming and yelling. And I didn't know what that meant. And it's funny how things like that go. Jenny said that the blue jay's spirit medicine is asserting your power, learning to assert your power, and, you know, sort of take control of your space. And they were really doing that with our two cats, and especially one. And so I didn't put it together until I did a little bit of research and found out that they will get very protective when there's cats around. And so they don't like our one cat in particular and were screaming and yelling and literally chased her off. And she's a pretty dominant cat, so it was really interesting to watch that nature at work. And as soon as they chased her off, all the screaming and yelling quit. And so I'm watching them in this one old deciduous tree we have with moss growing off of her. And I do believe that that's where the blue jay's nest is. And they might have babies in there or eggs or something. And so the birds were just protecting their young. And you might have just heard that little hawk. And now we've got one of the jays squawking. And so you might hear quite a bit of that. It's very lively back here this morning. And so I share all that with you because spirit animal medicine is very closely related to the physical animal, but it's also very closely related to us. So when there's something like this going on, there's usually something going on in our own lives that requires some of the medicine that the animal represents. So I don't know about these blue jays. They're very loud, and if they start going off, I'm not sure what will happen. So what animal spirit guides are showing up in your life? And sometimes it's very interesting to notice when you're going through something, and we're always going through something, let's face it. What are the little animals that are speaking to you? What birds, what creatures, what in nature is talking? And then to begin to inquire, and you know, these days a lot of that inquiry goes to the internet. But we also can ask within, what's this trying to show me? And we will begin to figure it out. And beyond figuring it out, it will more and more be revealed to us as we walk through the world with our antennas up and our minds open. So we begin to look past the purely physical world. And we begin to delve into the symbology of what we see around us. And so that brings us into a greater awareness of our spiritual nature. It's pretty extraordinary how all that works. And it brings me to the realization of the simple truth that when we change our thoughts, change our minds, and change the direction of which we allow our consciousness to flow, the very world around us begins to change. Not that we're necessarily changing things externally, but we're changing what we think and feel, and therefore what is reflected back to us from the matrix of life itself changes along with that. So that's a very simple thought, really. Change your thoughts, change your life. But it's a very complex and profound undertaking. Because we've got old programs that are running, causing certain things to show up, or at least our awareness of those things to be acutely intensified. And then we've got what we would really like to experience, and what is being called forth from us in this ever new now moment. So it brings us to another one of our very simple spiritual practices of forgiveness, of letting go of the old, and of attending to all of the various forms of death that happened around us. One of the things that causes human beings great pain is that whatever's happening in this moment, as wonderful and pleasant as it might be, we cannot hold on to it because of the very nature of the world in which we live. So all experiences must be let go, which means that their true potency lies only in the moment of experience. And that beyond that, they actually do cause us suffering when we lament over how it was, how it used to be, or trying to hold things in place. So because we know that, we can simply forgive it. Isn't that funny? Something that once gave us such joy and such pleasure in a moment, in an instant, in a phase of life, becomes later on a burden. And so we must forgive that part of us that wants to hold things in place so that we can feel safe. And then that brings us to a third spiritual principle. And when I say principle, I just mean something that is true, that never changes. And then I laugh at myself and I say, what really is a principle? Because doesn't everything change? Anyway, let's call it a third spiritual idea then. Is that in every new moment, we not only have everything we need, but the universe herself wants to show us magnificent ever new joy in every moment. And so we can only do that when we let go and forgive the past. And even worrying about the future causes a very similar suffering. So to be present to the very moment, which is always happening, without attachment to the past or what will happen in the future, brings us eternal bliss. It's so simple and so difficult to actually live as. And what we are actually living as when we're able to do that is we're living as the flow of life itself, rather than a finite being attempting to cling to things that are fundamentally impermanent. And around springtime, I love to consider that the word flow is the very root word for flower. And I've often wondered if the word flower is actually the word flower. Because don't those little flowers, they come in and they get their little tenderling that pops through the earth. And then in not too long of a time at all, they grow into this beautiful expression of a full flower. And then almost immediately begin to turn back into fertilizer for the next thing. And it all happens pretty darn quickly. The life of a flower. It's kind of like a firework, one of those brilliant fireworks that you see go up into the sky and then burst and dazzle the eyes of human beings and then fizzle into nothing again. What a thought all that is. I am an eternal flower. So if this blue jay represents asserting your power, this morning, for me, I make that mean that my power comes in my allowing, and my allowing comes in my surrender and my forgiveness and the immersion into the moment. And so I squawk at things that threaten my peace, shoo them away, and instead lay hold of the divine flow that is always happening, and that is my power. Now experience yourself. Not from an external awareness observing a body, but from an internal awareness experiencing life. See your breath now as the breath of the world itself. Because you breathe, the world is. The very birds of the air fly in your breath, and your breath flies in the very birds of the air. Breathe now the entirety of creation as the center of your own being. The past is released, the future is given as the present, and the present is here now. Be the breath, and let the breath be the world. Let the world be the wholeness of creation. And let the wholeness of creation become yourself. Let the hum of Om fill you. And then let yourself melt into the presence, the pure awareness of this moment. And together, we meditate. And then beginning now to come back to this moment. Always this moment. Feel your ears begin to open up. Your outer ears. And feel your senses begin to come back into the physical world. So much bird chatter during our meditation today. So many different tones and squawks and squeaks and caws and all of the bird sounds. And the blue jay is not going to leave us alone. But consider that to be aspects of our mind. And isn't that what our mind does when we try to meditate? It squawks and squeaks and chirps. And so we pull that ever more inward until our inward listening is so attuned to the eternal presence that all noise ceases except the pure sound of being. And this is entering the presence of pure being. So it's always important at some point to spend time in that inner communion beyond all sight and all sound, all senses, and connect so entirely with that pure presence that we realize ourselves as the very essence of creation. And that is such a humbling and beautiful place to be. All problems cease, and pure bliss is the true reality of our being. And so we thank you, Eternal Spirit, for this time together. And it has been so wonderful to spend this time with you. Om Peace, Om Shanti, Amen.